God created you to live. And with Joyce's down-to-earth style, you can discover how life-changing it can be. The Biblical Commentary Series, Ephesians and James, now available wherever books are sold.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Burdens or oppresses. Now, let me take you a little further with the word release. The word re is always a prefix. You know, when you use the word re, it means to do over. Redo, relive, reduce, receive, rewind, re this, re that. Whatever it is re. So the word is release. Release. In the beginning, God gave Adam and Eve a lease. How many know the earth is still the Lord's and the fullness thereof? We are stewards, and we were given a lease. An earth lease. Now, the word lease is interesting. It's a contract by which one conveys real estate, equipment, or facilities for a, listen, specified term and for a specified rent. A piece of land or property that is leased. Now we're talking about the season of release. I'll go as far as to say some things that were taken from you, that you lost, that you cherished, are going to be released. Released in your life. Stuff that's been held up, that people have confined, blocked, kept from you, are going to be released. Now the word lease, see, a lease always has a contractual agreement. Some lease apartments, condos, whatever, they have a lease. You may even lease a car, or lease some equipment, you know, you're leasing it. So there's a contract you signed. Amen? And as long as you uphold your part of the contract, the lease is good. So God gave Adam and Eve a lease agreement in the beginning. He gave them the garden, but he said, In order to keep the lease active and good, I require five things of you. Number one, you have to be fruitful. You have to replenish, you have to subdue, you have to take dominion, and you have to multiply. Five things. As long as you do this, you keep doing this, the lease is good. Well, we know the story. Lucifer, Satan, deceived them into disobeying, and they lost the lease. Amen. Matter of fact, they were put out. Their rental property. And a cherubim was put there to make sure they didn't come back in. So they lost the lease. They broke the contract and lost the lease. But I'm here to tell you, we're in a season of releasing. Stuff that you lost, that was taken, even stolen from you. I'm here to declare that God's going to release it back to you. Come on, I wish somebody in the middle here was excited. I said, God's going to release it back to you. Property. Amen. But there's a contract that comes with it. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line. And it's yours. But now with the lease, like I said, there's a contractual agreement. Now, I told you earlier that I was given a revelation about the portal. I believe the other side of the portal is your exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that's been working in you. Come on, tell somebody, this is that. Come on, tell them, it's my time. It's my turn. My opportunity is here. Amen. Are y'all here? Now, when Israel came to the border of Canaan, when they went in and spied, little did the 10 spies realize that this was their opportunity. They only saw it as their opposition. They only saw giants. And it was because how they saw themselves. Amen. Listen, you hadn't been through all the stuff you've been through. Suffered all the suffering that you've been through. Dealt with all the heartache, all the disappointment, all that stuff that we go through, we suffer with him. To get to this point, to be turned back from your promised land. You've been around the mountain long enough. You've come through the wilderness. Coming through the wilderness was for you to, amen, come to the understanding that you cannot live by bread alone. Tell somebody your job ain't enough. Come on, tell them your bank account's not enough. All that we have stored up together is not enough for where God has taken you. For what God desires to do for you. If he were to tell you right now, you wouldn't believe it. I can hear somebody else say, yo, you lying. Stop playing with me. That's how it's going to be. It's going to blow you away what God has in store for you. So there's a new lease. But now here is the catch. In order to enter in to the portal, which is the size of the eye of a needle, you have to unload some stuff. How many are really willing to prove God? I see a couple hands. I heard a few amens. I see a head shake. I see the stragglers. Amen. How many are really willing to prove God? Well, this is your season. This is it right here. I prophesy that to you. You are a person, a creature of free will, free choice. The choice is yours. You know what? God will always bring you to a place of crisis, where you have to choose. Whichever way you choose, God's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. But you can choose to go in, or you can choose to go back And he'll watch over you if you go back. He'll give you manna. He'll make sure your shoes don't wax old. He'll make sure your clothes don't wax old. He'll provide for you till you die out there. Because he's going to love you right until you come on home. But if you choose to go across, if you choose to break through, if you choose to refuse to sit where you are and die, but you choose to face your giant, amen. I said, tell somebody, choose. I don't know altogether what that looks like for you, but I know what it looks like for me. I've already chosen. I'm chomping at the bit. I can't wait till the gate opens. I can't wait till the gun goes off. I'm ready to do it yesterday. Amen. How many gonna go with me? How many ready to launch out? How many ready to break out? How many ready to rise up? How many ready to go for it? How many ready to lay it all on the line? Hallelujah. If that's you, give God a praise right now. I say, if that's you, give God a mighty praise right now. Something's going to change. Something's going to happen. Something is shifting. Something is manifesting. There's a new horizon coming into view. Don't stop now. Don't quit now. Don't turn away now. How you come too far now. Ain't no turning back. Don't look to the right or to the left. Keep your eye on the prize. Amen. What you've been believing for is about to break out. It's about to happen. Everything's going to change. I said everything's going to change. Even though you don't see it right now, he's working. Even though you don't feel it right now, he's working. The baby's starting to leap on the inside. Amen. My head might have to catch up, but my spirit is right there. Are you hearing? Something's going on in your spirit, man. You can't explain it, but it's happening. It's called release. So, in order to get through the portal, you see, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You believe God largely, he'll answer you largely. You believe God with a radical faith, he'll answer you with a radical response. But in process, there are some things that we must do to prove it. Really, God only says, prove me one time in the Bible, and that's with the tithe. God is so eager to show you what he is capable of doing and what he will do attached to your obedience to tithe. He says, prove me. Now, this is God who has need of nothing, consists all by himself, dwells in a light that no man can approach. Angels can't approach it. In a place called eternity. He has to humble himself to come. He humbles himself to enter into our praise, to enter into heaven where his throne is. God humbles himself. But yet he says to us, prove me. Test me. Prove me. Tell somebody it's proven time. In order to enter that portal, there were some changes concerning what the caravan was bringing in. Now, let me say this. I said this morning. Let me say this. The portal has opened, and the eye of the needle was not used in convenient times. It was like, okay, you're moving out of normal time. In other words, you late. Gate closed.